This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
And welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 6:02 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down to Corpus Christi. Let's check in with Captain Cliff Webb this morning. Hey, Cliff, what's up, man?
I'm doing good, buddy, doing good. I missed that motor that Sharky got. I didn't hit that. What did Sharky get on his boat?
Those new V8 350 Hondas.
Okay, I missed that part. I stepped out of the room or something. I missed it. I was just dying.
Yeah.
He was talking about new money. Anytime somebody gets
impressed.
A new toy, I got to hear about it. And they got a new toy, I got to hear about it. But that's good, man. Well, I just had a super good week. I had my old high school buddies, well, actually junior high school buddies, come down and fish with me. I guess we started out in the seventh grade together. And we played football and track together,
right.
The four of us. And we had a 440 relay that we set. We made state in the 440 relay, and I was anchor man, and Timmy was the lead guy, and I was anchoring. And man, we had some old times. We talked so much in the boat, we could hardly fish. It was good stuff, you know.
Awesome.
But it was so funny because they came down, and the first day out fishing Wednesday, I don't know what kind of equipment they got. You know, they're coming from Nevada, California, coming all down here from different ways, and I'm thinking to myself, man. They probably got some dated equipment, you know. So, luckily, I had a bunch of old Waterloo rods that Jimmy's given me some, you know, that I've had forever. So, I put reels on them, put them all together, you know, got every spinning rod I had and stuck them in the boat. You know, I had about six or seven different rods. And thank God I did, because they pull up. Hey, Bubba, they pull up, I guarantee you. If it was telephones, they had a bag phone, okay? It was like a dated bag phone, but they had some, like, 8.5-foot surf rods with some pins on it with a half a spool of line. You know, I'm just going, man. And he said, the line's good. We haven't used it in 30 years. I said, yeah, I bet it's good.
I bet it's good. Real good.
So I let him start with that stuff, you know, and we're in some big fish, dude. I pull around, and so they don't wade. They don't wade fish. They've had health issues and stuff, so.
I kind of figured that when you tell me kind of where they were from and everything.
they ain't getting in the water, you know, but it's just great guy. I love them to death. They're super good people. So I pull them this flat where I knew these big fish were going to be, you know, and the wind's already pumping, you know. So this flat is probably 600 or 700 yards long where the fish are. Then you got to circle back around and get back on them. So I double drift anchor, two 36-inch drift anchors on the other end, and we caught 9 big fish the first drift, and they were missing them. The biggest was 7.5, but it was so funny to watch them try to work those top waters with those 8.5-foot rods. They were jumping out. They were leaping. It looked like they were trying to jump over a hurdle or something, but they were still
the
catching
old leaping
them.
Minnow.
And then one would take it down, and they go, "Where's my lure?" I said, "Well, it's probably in that fish's mouth." You know,
yeah,
really
swimming
good.
Off with it, man. You might want to tighten up on him there, bud.
Yeah, man. And then on the second drift, two of the reels just locked up on him. So I power pulled down. Bobby locked up where we had to hand line the lure back in.
Pull them back in. They wouldn't even turn the handle anymore.
Yeah,
oh,
and I'm
nasty.
So I'm rimming all that stuff in. I got power pole down. I'm just almost to the sweet spot, too, and I don't want to get some more fish out of here, you know. And I look ahead, and I power pole down with about 50 yards of this big sand hole, you know. So I'm wrapping all this line up, and I'm putting leaders on my other rods. And I told Chris, I said, hey, man, fire in that hole. Bam, 5.5-pounder while I'm trying to get this line in, you know, so we catch that. And make a long story short, we get them on some good rods, and they learn how to do bait catchers. So I took a couple extra reels stuck in my bag because I knew we'd have some problems. And sure enough, we had a couple we couldn't get out, so we switched reels. And make a long story short, we hosed them pretty good till about 10 o'clock, and that wind started howling, and the bait shut down. We had a minor, I think, between like 8 and 10 o'clock or something. And after that minor, those fish shut down. And I could see the bait, Mickey, in there, but it wasn't jumping anymore. It was just kind of lethargic up on top. And by now, the wind's up probably 28, 30 miles an hour. So I said, hey, man, I got another spot. Let's hook them up. So we ran way south, you know, way down. And I got down there. But now the wind's getting it, dude. I mean, getting it.
Well, that's all you got to do is run farther south, and you guaranteed it's going to get up for that boat ride back, buddy.
You know? Perfect. And I get down there, you know, and I put the trolling motor down, and the current's so fast that you can hardly work a plastic, can't get it to the bottom. So we all put on top water, and I parallel the side there, and we threw up there and started catching these fish between 5.5 and 7 pounds on top water.
Oh, my gosh.
It was stupid, Mickey. The current was going, somebody would hook one, I had to yell at everybody, reel in, because the fish would run into everybody else's line. We have a big mess, you know. So we did that for a while, and I'll tell you what, we went through 2 or 3 reels, we got around the motor, we did it all, but it was just too much, you know. So I pulled up to this one big grass bed, you know, and I put the trolling motor on spot lock, and I got 3 of those guys, so I said, all right, Brian, 2 of you get in the back, and we'll take turns here. And we got on a school of fish, we probably caught 60 fish out of the school with the trolling motor on spot lock. And I, you know, they're not little fish, Mickey. They're 18 to I bet the biggest was, I think, like 26 inches. But these were big school of fish. And every once in a while you catch a dink, you know, you catch 18 or 15 or 16 incher. But most of them were just solid fish. And we sat there until they were just done, you know. And so anyway, awesome. We pull up, just had a great day. Then we got Chris coming in with one extra guy flying in for the next day on Thursday. And so I'm going, man. I look at the forecast, it's sustained winds at 40 miles an hour on Thursday. I'm like, God almighty, you know, it's like, do we punt or do we go?
Yeah.
And I said, you know, these guys have come so far, we got to do something, you know?
Right.
And so we meet there early again, Mickey, we fire it up down south, and I mean, it's so rough, you won't believe. And Chris had neck surgery, and one of them had all this stuff, so I'm just worried about him, you know, and I get down to turn the corner, go into bath, and it's like the wind is now straight south, and it is these waves are jacked up. And so I look at those guys, and they're not really fired up about crossing that bay, you know. So I pull over to the east side, and I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, let me sit here and think about this a little bit, and these guys are having a good time visiting and everything, you know. And so I put the 2 drift anchors out, and I drop the trolling motor down, and I'm going down this shoreline, making it almost a straight shoreline with a bunch of scattered grass beds, and we're at about 2 or 3 feet. And I'm working soft plastics, and we start catching fish like crazy. I go, man, I don't know. I must have did something right because God's watching after me. But
it was just meant to be.
It was so good. And we caught them, you know, and they just, and it was so funny because one guy would get a fish on Mickey, and everybody would stop reeling, and the line would lay on the water, and the fish would run through all the line. So it was just like one fish, and everybody could fight it because everybody had him hooked up, you know. So I was wore out when I got in, but it
was
a lot of fun.
There's nothing worse than braid all tangled up. All you got to do is just pull out and snip it and retie.
I did.
It's nasty.
I had like bird nest of braid all in the boat. Like a little bird nest stuck in the corner of all that braid. But, man, we had a good time. That's all that matters, you know. But you know, and it's like I always told you, Doug Bird said after April 15th is game on. And, if you're not catching them now, you turn your badge in because it's smoking good, man.
Block out, really, baby. It's not. It's not for you.
No. No, we got so many fish. And I heard you had a pretty good day. Talking about you had a good day.
Yeah, we did all right. Nothing.
That's good.
Nothing big, but a lot of fish. I mean, just, you know.
That's good to hear.
Throw the hook out and let's just catch them. You don't want to reel another one in and go home.
Oh, man, that's good stuff. Oh, yeah, and I've caught the first trout in the Gulf of America.
Did you?
We caught some trout in the Gulf of America, buddy.
How about that?
Yeah, I think Greg caught the first one about 6 pounds on popwater. Nice stud, man. But even all the wind, the fish and the bait are in the surf, you know. So it's going to be my first year I get to fish the Gulf of America. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah. They hadn't posted limits for the Gulf of America yet. Anything
well,
goes.
Well, I mean, we're fishing a new system, dude. It's like, give me a new system.
Hey, anything goes, bro.
No, I don't need to go on vacation now. I'm going to surf. I'm going to surf and fish the Gulf of America. But our water temperature's back up in the surf, you know, 74. And what's so good this year, Mickey, we got all that sargasso weed, and that really, really brings our fish in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. Yeah. It's a pain in the butt for the fishermen, but it helps fishing. It really does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's been good. I was impressed with what we got going on here this year. The boat traffic is just stupid. You know how many boats we got the other day up.
It's starting to get bad up here too, man.
Yeah. I think we have 30 boats.
I think it's finally officially fishing season.
Yes, sir. It is. So
coming out of woodwork.
Yeah, Easter everybody comes to the coast. So right now we're hunkered down, just letting them have it.
Well, it's all good, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's good. And I think about the poor people that wait for this weekend. Here, I got this morning wind sustained at over 30, probably. You know, and they got to beat that out for 3 days. I think the next 2 days it's going to blow. I think maybe Monday I got a trip Monday, but I think we've got a 70% chance of rain. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's going to, our rain chances pick up tomorrow afternoon. So I don't know. We'll just have to watch, see what we're allowed to do.
Yeah.
Plan the fishing game, the weather game, man.
That's it.
Let me knock this commercial break out, buddy. I'll be right back at you, Cliff.
Okay, Mickey.
All right, man. You know, folks, with potential tariffs, now's the time to protect your investment. Keep your RV in top shape with LiquiShield RV Roofing Restoration. You know, folks, if your roof is damaged, call Mike, 281-831-7832. LiquiShield restores your RV's roof. It prevents future damage, extends its life, and boosts its value. They come to you. The job's usually done in 1 day, and it's backed by a 30-year warranty. Book your appointment today. Call 281-831-7832. That's 281-831-7832. LiquiShield RV Roofing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 6:19. All right. We're back, Cliff.
All right, buddy. Hey, on that CCA thing this year, you got that trout tag on your tournament or on your license. Are they allowing you to weigh in something over 28 in the Sky Rider?
I think so. I hadn't.
Okay, still the trout are out. Okay, I was just wondering what was going on there. I didn't look at it.
But, trout are out, gaff topper in, sheephead are in.
You guys got a chance. We ain't got a chance.
And tagged redfish.
Tagged redfish. That would be something. Man,
yeah.
God, only time we ever catch one is like 2 years late or something.
Right. I know.
We called one time and the little tag had slime on it. I said, that's not good. It
was like a year old. Scrape it off with your thumbnail so you can see.
We caught this one
2 years ago, folks.
Yeah, exactly right. That's what happens to us, man. But man, it's crazy how it's that Doug pegged that 15th of April. 20-30 years ago, it's just so magic here. It's something about the middle of April. Mm-hmm. I don't care what the weather's doing. In the middle of April, all the fish are up on the beaches, the shoreline, you know, it's just full on. And these fish we're catching are just full of eggs, Mickey. 90% of them are just look like toads.
Our fish are, too. They're just, man, those fish I caught this week, they're just, man, they're just toads.
Oh, God. Yeah, my buddy Tim was
short
the back
toads.
Of the boat.
They're nothing long like you guys are got, but you know what I mean. They're just butterballs. They're all egged up and full of shad and glass minnows. It's crazy.
We had Tim caught one. It was about maybe he was fishing a top dog, a pink and silver top dog, and everybody was throwing skitter walks, and Tim had put this pink and silver top dog on, and everybody's talking, you know, about all the. So they're talking. I'm trying to keep them focused. We're all, you know, trying to keep them focused on luring them. He's not looking at that lure, you know, it got up about 10 foot from the boat, and he kind of pauses it, and it just blows it up right next to the boat, you know. And he almost dropped the rod. It scared him so bad. It was so cool. and then the fish came so fast under the boat that he had to just stick his rod down, you know, like 3 foot under the boat to keep him out of the trolling motor. Then we had to get him around the front. Anyway, he lands his fish, and this fish is only 27 inches and weighs 7 pounds. That's how fat he is.
Yeah, that was
like,
a fatty.
Man. He was like 28 or so, you know, but just super fatty. And a lot of tide runners, Mickey, I'm seeing a lot of these real silver fish coming in. And, and my veterinarian, Daryl Farrell, he has a lake and bay, like my old lake and bay.
That's a guy I met down there that day, right?
Yeah.
He fishes. Yeah, nice guy.
Yes. He's 83 years old and been a vet all his life, and he's probably one of the best surgeons for – he does a lot of stuff on labs, like if your lab gets run over, he'll fix them up, put a titanium rod in their leg, and they keep on going. He's something else. But he fishes Wednesday, and that's Wednesdays when we caught all those fish. And he went way down south. He likes to fish way down south. So he came in, and I saw him coming in. He always fishes by himself. It bothers me. He's 83 years old and fishes by himself. So his wife gave him my cell phone, and when he goes out, he calls me. And when he gets in, he calls me and lets me know if he's back. Uh-huh. So. And then I see him down there, and he's talking about how many tide runners he's catching. I'm getting ready to head back, Cliff. And I says, well, I'll wait for you. You know, so we all run down that east side, too. But, you know, that fishing by yourself at 83, I don't know, man. You know, I guess it's you go. But I think you ought to take somebody with him, you know. I hate to see that. Even at any age, fishing by yourself can get you in trouble, man. Hope nothing doesn't happen to him, but, you know, golly, you'd like to have somebody there.
Yes. It's, man, you get up in our age and older and everything, it's not, it's just really not a good idea to go by yourself. Too much can happen.
Yeah. As that guy says, he's so old, doesn't buy green bananas anymore.
<You know? laughs> That's true. You may not live to eat them when they get ripe.
You know, you don't buy green bananas anymore. That's pretty good.
You know you're getting up there
when you stop buying green bananas, man.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's just in the amount of redfish are coming in. So these redfish are really piling in, you know, out of the surf.
And getting a lot of reds?
Yes, they're getting a lot of reds. And you think you got a big trout on top water, and then all of a sudden you realize it's not coming to the top, you know, and it's a bottom feeder, but it's all good.
And, yeah, we got so many bull reds, man. I mean, they're just not in the areas. They're all over the place when you
really
least expect. We're reeling in trout the other day, and my buddy had one on right next to the boat, and he slowed it down, and he was going to take it off. Instead of flipping it in, he's just going to lean over the side, and he went to kneel down, and this about a 40-inch red comes up and tries to eat that 18-inch trout. You talk about a blow-up, and he totally missed it. He didn't even touch it.
God. How about that shark? I was hearing that bull shark, you know. You guys got bull sharks and big reds, and what else do you got for predators? Dolphins,
bull sharks, you know. Bull reds,
I think it was
like
Hillman.
Crazy.
Was it Hillman that had that little incident with that
bull
shark?
Yeah, Hillman had a shark incident already, and get after them, put them in the boat. They left. I don't blame them.
Yeah. Well, most of the shark incidents I have are surfing. You know, I've had them surfing where they looked at me and I go, oh, my God. You know, I had a tiger shark come up to us one time. I started out. I go, well, we're done. You know.
You know what I used to hate when I surfed, man, when you're paddling out and you see this big wave coming, it's about to break, and you're trying to get to and you see a big old giant shark surfing in that wave coming right at you. I'm going, nah, this is not good.
Oh, man. Yeah, that it'll get your attention.
But if sharks ate people, look at all the people that are in the water on the Texas beach fronts and all the surfers, wade fishermen, swimmers, and all that. But it does happen. I mean, you're in their environment, and they want a little snack. They might just take a bite.
Yeah, well, you know, Hillman said he doesn't carry a stringer anymore. I don't think I carry a stringer anymore, you know, with that many sharks in the water. God almighty. Mm.
Hell, I would. I'd put a little pencil on there just to give them a snack so they don't bite me. Here's you some kibbles. Leave me alone.
Hey. I see these guys come from where you're at with these magnets on their feet, these shark repellent magnets.
Shark magnets, yeah.
Yeah. Have you done any of that?
I don't have one. You know, some people put them on their stringers, and then they put them on their bodies, and you know,
that guy had them on both feet, you know,
ankles, and I don't know, dude. Yeah.
The surfers
say they work,
but
I can't say one way or the other because I haven't used them. So I don't know.
They say you get your cell phone next to it, it destroys your cell phone. Do you know that?
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, it just destroys
your don't throw it on the dash and throw your compass off out of whack.
How is funny how those guys have those magnets and stuff. You know, I love it when they come with the magnets and all the stingray boots, and we don't have a lot of stingray and we don't have any sharks when it's all good.
Weird. You know, your water's so salty. It deters a lot of that, but, boy, you blast through that land cut and go to Mansfield, and you're Stingray City, buddy, and sharks.
Yeah, I've never seen so many stingrays when I fished with Jay. I couldn't believe
God.
It. You know, every pothole looked like eels. It was their tails of the stingray. I couldn't believe
Probably
that.
Probably the two worst areas I've seen rays, well, when I can see them, you know, is down there. It'll be San Antone Bay in Port O'Connor and then Mansfield. Landmines everywhere.
I guess it's just salinity level, but we don't have a lot. You don't see very many in Baffin Bay, let me tell you what. You don't see very many. You see the cow nose rays, you know, but you don't see the ones on the bottom. You know, and I wear those Sims boots, those heavier weighting boots, and I don't know if the stingray will go through them or not. I think it'll slow it down a little bit, but, you know, I just don't walk fast enough. I think the guys that really get hit are those greyhounders that just truck across the flats.
Boy, I'm telling you, you got them, boy.
Yeah.
We were talking about that the other night down at a buddy of mine's house. We were talking about a couple of guys that fish with us, and they are just, I mean, You know, it's like when you put that bowl of dog food on the floor with a litter of puppies, and that one puppy's the glutton. He's got to get in there first and get it. And that's the way a lot of these guys wade. They think the faster they wade, they're going to catch something. But what they're doing, they're just cracking Easter eggs, man. They're walking all over them and just missing them.
Exactly right.
I mean, they're slow down and you look at the guys that and the gals that catch big fish. They work a flat over thorough. They don't stomp all through it and leave a mud trail in it. They fan their cast. And, hey, if you do get a hit or a blow up or, you know, miss a fish, hey, slow down. Hey, there's something here. Where there's one, there's another one. And work it over.
Yep. You know, and it's so good to get your guys out if they'll just stay in a lineup. But if you get one guy that wants to get out 50 yards ahead of everybody, he's actually blowing the other fish out. So you'll catch less fish. You'll line up. And then, you know, 50, 60 yards apart, and one guy's catching a certain amount of fish, you kind of hone in on that little area, you know. So, and that was what happened to me Wednesday. It was so crazy, man. So Wednesday, those fish were in that short area. If we'd have waited it, Mickey, oh, my God. That's where we caught that nine-pounder, that over nine-pounder in there. But
that
we couldn't wait.
14.
We couldn't wait.
I got that in my phone, man. That God, what a beautiful fish.
And so healthy, didn't get hurt, you know. But that blow up on that fish, I can still hear it. You know, that was so cool. Oh, man.
I'm with you.
So they make a certain sound. You know, redfish make it just like a, I don't know, it's just a big old crashing. But that sucking noise that a big trout makes when he hits is just different, man. You can just
tell.
Boy,
the way they flare those gills and suck that water in, it's a distinct sound, buddy.
Yeah, and then I look over there. He's a couple hundred yards away, you know, and after the fish is stealing line, taking away. Where he hooked it, it's like white foam on the water. It was still there for like 5 or 6 seconds, you know, where he hit it, you know. Then, and it was so cool because when you're throwing shallow like that, I could see that fish rolling over to the side and sticking his tail up trying to rake that plug out of his mouth. It was so cool. But, you know, when it's in the corner of the mouth like that, it's so good. You know, and it was
yours.
A front hook.
You got to really screw up to lose that one.
Mm-hmm. And he wasn't hurt. But the worst thing is, you know, and get him down in the throat. I just kills me, you know, so – most of the time on those bigger plugs, we don't get them in the throat. But, you know, some of those smaller stuff, you know, gets them in that throat, and it's hard.
Yeah, spoils of war, man.
Oh,
fish
man. I got a hook under my thumbnail the other day. You talk about it. Oh, just now got over that. It got under there, you know, and oh, my
stays
gosh. Stays
sore forever. Can't
touch
anything.
I just finally got over that one. It's my the thumb I pushed the button on my reel, of course.
Oh, naturally.
Yeah, I reached down and snap a boga on a fish, and it's got a hose in it, a double D. And right when I lift it up, it lunges toward me and sticks that hook under my thumb. And so it was right at the barb, you know, so I just ripped it out real quick and tried to get it to bleed. It wouldn't bleed very much. When it doesn't bleed very much, it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Got to squeeze on it and get that blood out of there.
Didn't think about it the next morning. It wakes you up throbbing, you know, so. It's all good. But it's a surprise we don't get hooked anymore. It's much top water and the plugs that we throw, Mickey. You know, it's just, man, in the worst case scenario, you watch these guys land fish with their rod boat up. So they got a fish on. Instead of leaving 5 or 6 foot of line out, they short line him and got a bow in the rod, and they got to hold the line trying to snap the fish on. Well, if you let go of that line or something or it slips to your hand, you know, it's like a spring. It's going to pop that lure in you. So I tell everybody, you know, let 6 or 7 foot out, flame down real good when he's up on top. And then you grab the line about 2 foot or 3 foot above the leader, you know, with the rod on your arm, with the rod slack, not bent at all, and then snap the boga.
Or if you're good, steer him up there with your rod, control him with that, and then snap the boga.
Yeah.
A lot of times you don't
exactly
have
right.
Because that's a cardinal sin, really, with a fish on is grabbing the line. How many fish you've seen lost like that?
Oh yes. But sometime you got to lead him to you. So these big trout in shallow water, what they do to me is they'll start doing that wallow stuff where, you know, and they get down in the mud. But once I tire that fish out, and then once I got him turned toward me, I won't really hold the line. I'll just put my hand on and direct him toward the boga so he doesn't turn his head away.
Right.
But the deal is if he's got his mouth closed, let him go around again. Like, you know, take your hand off, let him go back around again, and then he'll come back with his mouth open. The hardest things are, is when the topwater's got his mouth pinned shut.
Yeah.
You know, then it's old school.
and then you got
to
figure out how to
iron claw on him behind the head, buddy.
Exactly right, put the iron claw on him.
The iron claw, squeeze his guts out. All right, let me knock this break out. I'll be right back.
All right, all right.
Well, Boyd's One Stop, they're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers located right at the base of the Texas City Dyke at 227 Dyke Road. If you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. No better way to live your bait or your tournament catch than with the Oxygen Response System. Check them out firsthand at the store. Or if you need more info, call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. While you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught Gulf seafood. No farm-raised at Boyd's. It's all wild-caught. Quality shrimp and crawfish season. We're in full height of it right now. And Boyd's, they're crawfish central. Whatever you're looking for, live crawfish by the sack or already cooked, their Santa Fe location and their Cajun grill there at the dike. You just can't beat it. 409-945-4001 or boydsonestop.com. When you call the folks at Boyd's, tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning and welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 6:38 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go back to Cliff Webb. All right, Cliff, during the break, I was thinking about you were talking about that trout that blew up on that top water and just let foam on the water like that.
Right.
And that's what I call death bubbles.
Death bubbles.
That's
I like it. Yeah.
The old death ring, baby.
You know, the other thing I like too is, I fish a lot of that floating corky stuff, you know, in real shallow water.
Right.
And after they smoke it, you know, you got the bubbles and you got the big mud ball on the bottom.
Yeah.
That's so cool. You know, that's just the coolest thing here, like the big mud ring, you know. I was fishing with John Blaha and let's see, who else was it? Gosh, it was a couple of CCA guys. And we were fishing some really shallow water. Robbie Beyer.
and we were fishing some really shallow water in the winter, and it's just air clear. The water's so clear, and we're about pocket deep water, and these big fish are in there. And then Robbie's got about a 30.5-inch fish on 8 pounds, and we're trying to land. I think I sent you that video, trying to land it. And every time that fish would kick his tail, this mud boil would come to the top, you know, just beautiful. Right. I did it in slow-mo. You could just see the mud come up, you know. And the coolest thing, when he got around our legs trying to land him, you know, we wouldn't have a net or anything. We're trying to bogey. That big old fish is sticking his head down and sticking his tail up and just trying to wallow that corky out of the side of his face.
He's trying to shake that barbed wire out of his face.
Yes, man. You can just see all that in that clear water, you know, and then – and then the trick to that stuff, when it comes to you start doing it, people have a tendency to short line them, you know, and that's when they get real close like that. I'll take my other hand and rip about 5 or 6 feet up and back off away from him just simply because, you know, you don't rod whip him. In other words, you got more stretch, you know, a little more stretch. And then try to pull his head off the bottom. You know, look, first thing I try to do when I see a big fish is see the hook placement. Okay, is that sucker on the side of his head or where is it at? And if it's on the side of the face, he's probably going to get it rake it out, you know. But if one of those hooks are inside the mouth where he's biting on it, you usually got him, you know. But and that kind of depends on how I'm going to play that fish, you know. If it's inside the mouth, if it's inside the mouth, I'm going to put some heat on him, you know. But if it's laying outside, I'm going to keep a high rod tip and try to keep that plug up on top, you know. But it's funny how a lot of the really big fish don't get in their mouth sometimes. You know what? You know you're not going to get him when you see him. You go, oh, man, you know.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah, it is.
Or but they're that mud by a string in that top lip. Oh. Just one hook just hanging there, and it's one more head shake, and he's ripped lips. He's swimming off, man.
Oh, yeah, Jay and I were fishing this tournament one time, and I've got a big old fish on, you know, and it comes up, and it's just barely hooked with one hook. I guess I ain't going to get that one. Just kind of pulled him toward and let him get off. He never missed a beat, just made another cast. It's like, you know, he knew he wasn't going to catch that fish.
You know it. You just,
you know it.
And you know, a lot of times you're fighting a fish in. You can tell by the way he's shaking his head and fighting it, you're not going to get that fish in. He's going to come off.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. And, you know, so many on top water I lose, too, and, you know, just simply because the plug gets raked off on the bottom, you know.
Yeah. It does.
I'd rather have him on than never have him on. You know, that's my deal. You know, at least you get the excitement of the blow up and get to see him. And even if you lose him, at least you got to be in the game for a little bit, you know.
Well, if, you know, it's just one thing that always aggravates me is, you know, when you're waiting and you got these guys that they'll reel that fish up, get it close to them, and if it's a, you know, bigger fish, like 3 pounds or bigger, they'll shorten that line, and then they'll stick that rod straight up to grab it and high stick it, break their rod in half, snap it. And then they say, I knew these rods were junk. I should have never bought one. Well, it's not the rod's fault, man. You did it.
You know, I like to watch Jay when he sets a hook. Jay sets a great fisherman, you know. I'll fish with him, man, and I'll watch him. When he gets a hit, he lays that rod to the side. He eases into it. You know, he sticks them, but he doesn't do that real hard whip. And that real hard whip sometime will break your leader at the knot on the braid, you know.
Yeah,
and
it sure will.
And so, you know, and what he's doing, he's allowing that fish to turn away from him and close his mouth and set the hook in the side.
That's it.
And, you know, and that's the way you do it. And fighting the fish is so critical. Now, if I'm doing a video or something, you know, I've done some things where I'll stick the rod up and make him try to come to the top. Well, I'm just trying to get him to break water and do some stuff. But if I'm in a tournament and I really want to land that fish, my rod's to the side pretty much the whole time, you know. And he laid it.
I used to argue with my mom over that. She goes, keep that rod up. I said,
yeah, I know, that's the old days.
Out of the water. I'm going to put it down. We're going to put slack in. I said, no, you won't, because I reel the slack up before I drop the rod, man, you know.
Yeah,
you gotta stay.
Yeah.
If you just keep tension on him, you can do all that to keep the fish's head under the water.
I tell you who's really good at that's Brian Barrera. When I fish with Brian down south, we're catching a snook, a lot of big snook.
Right.
And it's like a train wreck when they hit that topwater. They just smoke that thing.
Yeah, they do.
And then, as soon as they come out of the water, you know, you watch Brian and he tells everybody, lay that rod down, and that fish won't get off. But you know, it happens in a split second. You hook him and you don't drop your rod tip, and he jumps and you're pulling on it. It's going
to
come
just
out
like a tarpon. Bow to the king,
like
baby.
A tarpon.
Bow to the king.
Yeah, I remember Brian yelling at me. I had that big old toad on, and I'm whooped, dude. I've been to this fight. And he's saying, drop it. I said, doctor, you don't have to worry about me dropping my rod. I can barely hold it at the top anyway. So that thing was jumping. You know, that was good stuff. Man. That was one of the greatest trips. Old Fred Adams turned me onto that trip. Fred is such a great guy. He took me down there and let me fish with Brian, and that was one of the trips of a lifetime. That year I had the best fishing and the best hunting. Barry took me to that La Perla Ranch, and I killed the biggest buck I ever killed, and I caught the biggest tarpon. So that was a special year. I said, you know, talk about stuff being done on your bucket list. You know, that's about the only other thing I have.
Yeah.
And I got to go to Alaska. You know, that's the only other thing. Roland is, and his brother, Carl, invited me to go to Alaska. So I might just do that sometime. You know, that's the only other thing on my bucket list that I got to do, you know.
Well, that's it's just great to do different things like that.
Yeah.
You had never experienced before, and go live it. Do it to it.
You know, just like when I went to Matagorda, you know, fished with Charlie. That was so much fun. I got to fish with Chris and Bobby Gunther. We all went up there to Matagorda and got to hang out with Charlie. That was a blast to see all that, you know, fish oysters and stuff I don't normally do. Like when I go fish with Jay, you know, that the smell of those live oysters, it's a different area, you know. And I got to see the hooping cranes one time. Never seen hooping cranes. Went up there and fished with Jay in the fall there, and all the hooping cranes were there. So it's really not, you know,
baby.
Yes, sir. It's all not, you know, gauged on what kind of day you have, on how many fish you have. Just enjoy the outing and your surroundings, because, you know, this stuff is changing so much. You better get a good look at it. You better take some pictures, because it's changing, buddy.
Yeah, it is. I'll tell you, the biggest change on the coast is my area, you know, from what.
Oh, I know it.
Just in the last 10 years alone.
Closing rollover, man, what a mess.
Well, that, and that, you know, that was just a minute part. You know, that kind of, that hurts East Bay. But And I think it affects the rest of the bay system, because a lot of those fish that came through rollover, a lot of those big tide runners, they'd end up on the east shoreline over in my backyard. They'd turn the corner at Smith Point and come up that east side, and they'd return in the winter, you know, back to towards rollover.
So how far from rollover now is their next pass they come in? I mean, how long is that?
Well, you got the jetties, however long far it is from rollover to the jetties, you know, 12, 14 miles, whatever it is. And then you got all of Galveston Island from the jetties all the way to the tip end of it. Then you have San Luis Pass. It made a great mix for Galveston Bay, because you had those three entrance ways. I know rollover wasn't that big and that wide, but people have no idea how many fish swam through that pass and bait.
Yep, that's what I heard.
But they're building them a fine pier there where it used to be now, and they're working on that. They've started construction on that pier, and it'll just be a beachfront pier. You know, you'll just have to fish that pier and hope schools swim up and down the beach through that area to catch. It won't be a magnet like rollover was for a fish pass where fish congregated in the surf and in the bay, both in front and behind that pass.
And, man, that's something.
Plus the exchange of water you would get from that. And
the water exchange there has got to change, you know?
Oh, yeah, it definitely changes things. And a lot of times you'll get local rains, and it'll inundate East Bay with fresh water, but that pass always worked it out of there for you. Now it's not.
Mm-hmm.
If it's going to work out, it's going to have to go all the way to the jetties back and forth, you know? You'll have to have millions of tide exchanges to mix it. And before, you didn't. It's a big deal.
Yeah, what they did with Factory too is the way it works. Is now that that fresh Gulf water is coming into our bay system, and then we got live oyster shells for the first time ever in the history of the bay. Well, they had them hundreds of years ago, but it used to just be within about a half a mile of 37. Now the oysters are reaching out within about 2 or 3 miles of 37.
That's a game changer down there, man. You won't believe.
Yes.
I mean, a lot of those trout will get accustomed to those live oyster beds, and they'll live there year-round. They won't leave it.
Yep, and the amount of baby, little small crabs around those reefs and stuff are just crazy. Compared to
everything. Yeah. It creates life like nobody's business.
And it filters the water, Mickey. It filters that water. You know?
People don't realize how many millions of gallons of oysters, water that oysters filter.
Mm-hmm. Because we've had the best quality of water we've had in years. if we have a little brown tide come up in the summer or something, it's in an area and it's stirred up by the wind, and it's dead powder on the bottom. And then
that old
something
dead
will happen.
Grass, it,
yes.
Remember that one cove we waded in and we got in there and all that dead grass were stirring it up. And you looked at me and said, let's get out of here, man. These fish don't like this. It's like
they don't like it.
And it looked like crushed tobacco, you know, like you'd open up a cigarette and just, you know. It was nasty. And the smell, too.
And
the smell terrible.
And that stuff's real acidic. It's real acidic, and the fish don't like it in their gut, in their gills.
I can see.
And so what happens, so you get those clumps of grass all along King Ranch shoreline, and then you have something going on in the Gulf, a little low or something, a little tropical depression, and it really raises the water real fast, and it creates a current now, which has never happened before. And it moves those big patches of dead grass around.
Yeah.
That's what's so crazy. So you're fishing an area in King Ranch shoreline you fished last year. It's got all these beautiful sand pockets. This year it's all rolled over with dead grass. You go down 100 yards, the part that had dead grass is wide open now.
Right.
And so you really got to go in the mid-morning, like, you know, 10
where
to noon,
see.
And look at your – yeah, when you can look at those things and know where you're going to fish the next morning. It's
right.
That, it just makes sense, you know. So it is a game changer, buddy. Man, it's really cool what they did for us for Packery. I'm just very impressed.
Yeah, y'all are opening them up down there, and we're closing them down up here, man.
And are you getting the tide runners off the jetties? Like our guys are catching trout off the jetties.
We're starting to get an inkling of them. You know, it's early yet. Usually the first week of May is a real big push for us, but we're already starting to see it, you know.
Yeah.
And
if the surf slows down a little bit, they're going to hose them. I know they are because – the amount of mullet we have in the surf is crazy. All just tons of mullet in the surf.
Well, there you go. Those fish will find it. They'll be there.
Yeah.
Got to get a lay down, though.
Yeah, that's it. I don't know when that's going to come. Man, it'll be the day. Yeah, I think next week maybe, but I think we're supposed to have 70% of chance of rain on Monday, so we'll see what happens.
Yep. I don't know. It's these fish. I've been doing this a long time, and it's – and you can almost just write it on your calendar. They'll be there at that same area within a week or two, you know, from year to
May
year.
May 1st. May and May. And then, Matt,
you
know, I used to hear all this great stuff about Matagorda surf fishing. You know,
that really big time year like 3 years ago, but they hadn't had a fair shake the last couple of years because of the weather, you know, the wind. It's made it difficult for the bay boats to get out there and fish it. But
that's when the wind lays down here, all these guys go out with Kroger in the surf, and then it's Katie bar the door, you know. It's crazy.
Croaking them.
It's so cool. The new generation guys are so much different than this old guys, you know. They're all about getting in and getting back quick, you know. And I'm just so glad to be out there. I don't want to get back quick. I'm so glad that I made it back out one more day.
Been that way since I was young, though, man. You're going fishing. You might as well make a day of it. What's the hurry?
I'm ready to go when they are, you know. But it's so funny how you're not in a rush anymore like I used to be. I'm never in a rush like I used to be, you know.
Not in a rush to
get back or anything. I just kind of
enjoy take my time and enjoy it and soak it all in.
That's funny how that is when you get older. I change.
Yeah, you look at that glass half full instead of half empty.
Oh no! Oh man! But hey, man, I was thinking you, John. I was hoping you, John, would come down. You know, I still got
John's
some steel opens
supposed to, and I've got. I mean, he wanted to come in May, and I'm still trying to work something out where I can get loose and do that. Maybe I can do it. That I get pinned down on Tuesdays when I do the taping for that Texas Insider Fishing Report.
And I was going to do that too, and I could never click onto that. He sent me a website to that, and I could never get on that website. So we're going to call him back. He just wants me to do that. But that's a great deal you got going there. I like that.
Yeah, it's and I've known Rick a long time. He wanted me to do it years ago, and I could never. You know, I was taking care of my dad. I had too much going on. I couldn't.
Yes. And
this time I couldn't turn him down. So,
oh, that's good. You do a good job on job.
No, yeah. I enjoy it. It's good for the people, and it gives them an update.
Real good for the people.
Every
yes.
week. You know, for the weekend, they can target areas that we give them tips on, and just like this show.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's information is knowledge, man. Put it out
it
there
is.
For them.
It is. It is. And, you know, if you're a weekend fisherman, too, you think about that. You know, you've been working all week, and it's nice to have a little – you only got a couple of days to fish. It's nice to have a little idea what's going on, you know. And,
yeah, give you
and
some
what,
direction on
yeah.
where to go and what to throw and,
you know,
weather patterns, all that. It all plays. All right.
Yeah, I try not to fish.
Go ahead.
I said, I try not to fish the weekends. I kind of let them have it. It's
yeah,
all good.
I'm with you. That's I agree. Even before I started doing this show, I had given up on weekends. Had enough.
I know it, man.
I mean, if you can't make a living 5 days a week, why work?
Yeah. Forget hey, as old as I am, I can't fish 5 days a week, so I'm not
I
making
know,
it. I'm
man.
Just kind of scratching now, buddy. It's all good.
That's it. Fish all two right, or three and then take two or three to lick your wounds and heal up for the next week, man. That's
all right, man. Well, everybody have a safe Easter and everybody have a great Easter, man, and I'll talk at you next week, Mickey.
You do the same, Cliff. It's always fun. Throw them a number out. Somebody wants to call you and catch a big one.
All right. I'm in area code 361-949-0707. Hey, thanks for having me on, Mickey.
Hey, thank you, Cliff. See you, man.
All right, bye-bye. Later. Bye.
All right, and unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning on Easter Sunday, bright and early, 4 a.m., right here at Sports Radio 610, KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no.
so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.